Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Greetings, fellow jugheads. Norm Borg with you here. Our friend Kelly Spencer at Grand River Raceway is always on the cutting edge of what's new in our game and how to promote it and market it in a way that few people have or are even willing to try. Well, she's at it again. She's got a new project that you're going to love once you hear it. That's next on this week's edition of Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. You know, there's always something new going on at Grand River. They tell you to expect an experience when you get there, and they're not kidding, because their very own Kelly Spencer, who I believe happens to be always ahead of the curve when it comes to promoting this game, has put together a project that is really going to be big, and it takes everybody's participation. Kelly, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks very much, Norm. Glad to be here.
Tell us about this documentary that you're doing.
Well, it's called Race Day, and it will be a short documentary about harness racing. The difference is that it will be a user-generated documentary. So that means that all of the footage that's used in the documentary will be contributed by the people involved in harness racing.
So basically it'll be like, here is a day in the life of a harness racing person.
That's right. And when we say harness racing person, that can be, you know, a participant, a race participant, a race fan, a racing executive, a publicist, anybody who is affected by harness racing.
Now, you got your idea from a similar project that I think was done on what, YouTube or something?
Yeah, I've had this idea for quite a while, but of course the technology now has really opened things up and made this project
more doable.
Yeah, exactly. So last year, the documentary you spoke of, Life in a Day, I was really inspired by that. It was the first of its kind, you know, a feature documentary totally generated by user-contributed footage, and it was huge, and it was really inspiring. So that's when I decided to pick up and go.
So this actual shooting date has got to be the same day for everybody. What date is it?
It is Saturday, August the 6th.
And I imagine they're going to just send their submissions in to you, and then you're going to mash it together, or whatever they call it these days?
That's correct, yeah. all the information is on our website, racedaydoc.com. And all the background information about it is there, all of the instructions about how to participate. And the key is that really people shouldn't overthink this. We don't want people to edit their footage. We just want them to shoot it and send it to us, and we will take care of all the editing. We're really looking for really truthful, poignant, sort of home movie stuff. That's really what the concept people should keep in mind. And whatever their day brings on August the 6th, you know, whether they're racing or not racing, as long as they're doing some sort of harness racing or standardbred-related activity, then they should document it.
You know, this could do more to promote our sport than any amount of ticket vouchers, free meals, advertising, whatever, because I believe our biggest asset is our people. And what really attracts the greater world to us, in small numbers, mind you, but it does, is the attraction to the character and the people of the game.
Yeah, you said it exactly right, Norm. There's, you know, people fall in love with harness racing for different reasons. Some people really love the puzzle aspect of it. Some people really love the horses. And I personally, you know, I love both of those things, but I really, really love the characters. And a good documentary or good film, any good piece of media, tells a story. It's all about storytelling, and that takes lots of really good characters. And, you know, that's why I figured, let's put the cameras in the hands of the storytellers and the characters themselves, and I think from that we'll get a really good snapshot of, you know, all of the character that makes up harness racing.
Yeah, now when you get all the submissions, you put it together, where is that going to appear next?
So it will debut at the O'Brien Awards. We're just tickled to to be able to have it premiere there. And from there it will launch out into the vast world. What we're hoping to do, there's kind of three major components to this project. The first component is a publicity campaign, and I thank you for helping me with this.
My pleasure, Kim.
is to bring awareness to the people within the industry to make sure that they participate, because we need their footage and we need their participation. The second component of the project, obviously, is to edit the piece and put it together. And the third component, which is probably the most important component, is once the documentary is created, then we need to do work with it. So we need to get it out into the mainstream, into any little nooks and crannies, entered in film festivals, contests, but also to get it out into different platforms across different mediums. So, you know, I have commitments from local cable stations to run it and that sort of thing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so all kinds of, and there's just a ton of opportunity. Once it's out there, we're really going to use it as a tool to showcase harness racing.
You've done it again, kid.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
Yeah, but you know, you got to figure this is going to work. It is really good talking to you on a warm part of the calendar. I think the last time we saw each other, we were, as they say in the Maritimes, freezing our arses.
That is absolutely correct.
We were in St. John for a symposium.
Yes.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks very much, Norm. I appreciate it.
Keep us posted.